AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. There are still several Republican holdouts who could block a vote on the GOP health care bill. Democrats are speaking out against the cuts. This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Republicans are ashamed of this bill. It carries a staggering human cost.
But Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's the only way to help people who've been failed by Obamacare.
The American people need better care right now, and this legislation includes the necessary tools to provide it.
Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office has predicted the GOP bill will leave more than 22 million people without insurance. Here's our Mike Gracia.
22 million more uninsured Americans over the next decade. That's the analysis of the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office of the health care law crafted by Senate Republicans behind closed doors. The figure is 1 million fewer uninsured than the health law passed by House Republicans earlier this year.
The White House is still pushing for passage. The Trump administration pleased that the Supreme Court's allowing part of the president's travel ban to be implemented. Officials say it will start on Thursday. President Trump has welcomed India's prime minister to the White House. He says they'll work together to fight security threats.
The North Korean regime is causing tremendous problems, and it's something that has to be dealt with and probably dealt with rapidly.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey says they now believe a missing five-year-old boy is dead. They think that Armaz Andreessen was killed by his father as retaliation for a broken marriage.
It may seem unusual to file murder charges when we have not yet found the child's body. But rest assured, my office has successfully prosecuted such cases before.
More than 1,500 people are still displaced by a wildfire in southern Utah. 13 homes were destroyed. This is AP Radio News. The co-owner of a Massachusetts compounding pharmacy linked to 76 meningitis deaths in 2012 because of tainted vials of steroids has been sentenced to 9 years in prison. Barry Cadden cried as he apologized to victims. The Pew Research Center says in 2 years since same-sex marriage was legalized nationwide, support has surged. Here's our Warren Levinson.
The Pew Center poll finds that while support for same-sex marriage has grown, some groups remain strongly opposed. Just 35% of white evangelicals favor it, though a decade ago that was just 14%. Black Protestants oppose same-sex marriage, 50% to 44%, though black Americans as a whole are in favor. Republicans, who were 61% opposed 10 years ago, are now about evenly split.
The Flint, Michigan airport officer who was stabbed in the neck during a suspected lone wolf act of terrorism has been released from the hospital. Lieutenant Neville's wound caused bleeding, but he's recovered. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio.